It's the day after Father's Day, 11 minutes after 8 o'clock on a Monday morning, and in the studio with us, as always on this time of the day, this day of the week, Charles Skank, Skank Insurance, LLC. How was your weekend, sir? You know what? It works better if I turn your microphone on.
There we go.
Okay.
Bill, it could not have been better. Mm-hmm. My family just spoiled me and celebrated me. Mm-hmm. I don't know how else to say it, but my daughter was just like, Dad, what do you want to do this weekend?
Uh-huh. See, that's the best gift right there.
It really is. It really is, because you know what dads want to do?
Right.
Nothing.
Exactly.
Right.
You want to implant a rear end in a recliner, basically.
Right. Yeah. Right. Just nothing. Either mm-hmm. read or listen to something or just bide the time. And it could not have been a better weekend.
Okay.
Very blessed.
How's Gary doing?
He's doing great. Mm-hmm. We had him over yesterday and just had a wonderful time.
Excellent. Well, now that's over for another year.
Right. Back to the normal,
back
right?
Back to the normal relationships and such. All right. So what do you got for a Bible verse for us today?
Psalm chapter 37, verse 4, it says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Psalm 37, 4.
The desires of our hearts. And as we look at the stock market, and they've taken a day off today because it's Juneteenth, the mm-hmm. official observance thereof. What is a nervous person looking forward to in stock market action for this upcoming week?
Well, as Jim Rohn said, he's a famous speaker. He said the future is going to be mixed with opportunities with difficulty.
Mm-hmm.
That's something you can always say about the future. There's going to be opportunities and difficulties. And nobody has a crystal ball. And if anybody tells you they know what the market's going to be doing, they simply don't know.
Run for your life.
But yeah. What I would encourage you to do and the listeners to do is to have your money in a place where you're not dependent upon what the market's going to do.
Mm-hmm.
If that is sort of like a thermometer that says, okay, I know if I have a good day or a bad day just by looking at the market. And, oh, it's down. Okay, I've had a bad day.
Right.
Or it's up. I've had a good day. That's a miserable place to live.
You're living and dying by the movement of the Dow Jones and the NASDAQ and the Standard & Poor's. That's just not a way to live.
No. And it's not uncommon for people to check the balance of their savings, of their accounts, the retirement accounts, and say, oh, wow, this mm-hmm. is not good. And it's like a roller coaster that you're just going on all the time. And our clients, they don't have to look at that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause they know.
Tell us why.
So they know that whatever happens this week, that their money is safe.
Mm-hmm.
Our number one priority is the safety of principal from market decline. Number two is a reasonable rate of return. So they know that if the market goes down, their money's going to stay put.
Right.
They also know that over time, as the market goes up, they can make money. And so they're in a win-win situation. And so that's how we position our clients. There's two different worlds out there. There's the risk and fee-based world, which is the stock market, where we've been traditionally placed by our employers all of our lives. But as people know that have gone through downturns and seen the market have corrections and do all these things, you can lose money mm-hmm. and you will lose money. And we live in the safety-based world. That's how we help our clients. Our clients live in the safety-based world. Now, you might think, does that mean that every single penny they have, is that in the safety-based world?
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily. We have people that have money with their broker and they have money with us. This is the money that they have with us is the money that they want to be able to sleep at night knowing that it's going to be there no matter what comes. And the money that they have with their broker, they're willing to lose that.
Right.
They know that it's...
That's the money you go into the casino with knowing that you could lose that and it won't be a big problem for you.
Right.
Right.
Right. And that's what I'd recommend is not to have any more money at risk than you can afford to lose.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been conditioned to think, oh, I've got to have it in a place where I can make money or else it's just going to sync with inflation,
right,
and all these things. But as we get older, we don't have the time to recover like we used to have.
Nor do we have the fondness for roller coasters that we used to have.
No, we don't. Mm-hmm. We don't. And I ask people that have their nest egg, I say, you know, if this money were to double overnight, would that affect your lifestyle?
Mm-hmm.
Would they go buy a new car or a new home or something like that? Almost all of them say, no, not really. I'm mm-hmm. pretty well set.
Right.
If my money doubled, it wouldn't really...
It'd be nice, but it wouldn't really make that big of a difference in my life.
Right. But then I ask, what would happen if this money cut in half?
Well, then...
Half of this money is gone.
Yeah.
They say, that would change things.
Mm-hmm.
That would change things. And as we get older, losses and potential losses become a bigger and bigger deal. Because we don't have the time to recover like we used to have. We don't have the years of working years that we used to have. We're not contributing as we get older. We're not contributing to our retirement plan like we used to, especially after we retire.
Right.
And so you need some of your money in a non-loss strategy where it cannot go down, where it's not affected by whatever the Wall Street's doing this week.
And it just feels like it's going to be an interesting week. There's going to be a lot of news coming out, of course, from the Supreme Court, and who knows what the Fed is going to do next. I mean, what are your thoughts about what the Fed has been doing?
Interest rates have been...
non-existent.
Right, right. And that's been frustrating for the savers
mm-hmm.
who want to have their money in the bank and get some money back, get a return. But... rising interest rates sort of cut both ways. They have benefits and disadvantages. And the more in debt that America becomes, the more almost impossible it becomes to hike those interest rates like they used to.
Mm-hmm.
Just because to service that debt requires so much money. And rising interest rates just compound that greatly.
Now, I hear some of our talk show hosts, especially one that's on before me in the morning, talking about the only way to break inflation's back is to just jack up that interest rate by the Fed. Is he talking through his nostrils or something there? Or?
Yeah. That's where I get in over my head
as
far as what should happen. Mm-hmm. I'm really glad I'm not in the driver's seat right there.
Excellent. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. You just need to have a strategy in place, a person does, to where they're going to be good no matter what.
Right. When we come back from our break, you mentioned that you wanted to talk about the money you make versus the money you keep.
That's right.
Well, we talk about that when we return here.
Sure.
It's about 19 minutes after 8 o'clock, Mighty 690 KGGF. Twenty-two minutes after 8 o'clock Monday morning, we're visiting with Charles Skank, Skank Insurance LLC. Another thing about getting older, Charles, is we talked about roller coasters. I guess for some folks, that sickening, my stomach is dropping out of the back of my, you know, that stomach drop feeling. Some people actually like that. Some people like going to horror movies just so they can get the stuff scared out of them. I'm too old for that.
Right.
I my system just isn't capable of that anymore. So I'm looking for a safe strategy for my money in the future. And the stock market right now, to me, doesn't look like the place I want to go.
Right, right. You mentioned what you make versus what you keep.
Right.
And that's an important thing to consider, because it doesn't matter what your account balance was
mm-hmm.
6 months ago.
It matters what it is
or
today.
Or a year ago. Yeah. Just like when I was a kid, I collected ball cards, baseball cards.
You have any really good ones?
Oh, nothing spectacular.
Right.
You know.
Didn't have a Honus Wagner or
no,
anything like that.
No, okay, nothing like
you'd
that.
You'd be
no.
doing something else entirely.
No, right, right. But you could have a ball card and they would have these books that mm-hmm. would show you the value of
right.
what they were worth. And I was like, oh, this is worth this many $100.
I did the same thing with pennies, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe 6 months later, a year later and you couldn't sell that card for your life.
Right. It wasn't worth the cardboard it was printed on.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
But at one time, it was really valuable and mm-hmm. really sought after.
And the worst bubblegum ever.
That's right. That's right. Cardboard and bubblegum, you got them mixed up a little bit sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes the card was chewier and tastier yeah, than the bubblegum
right.
was.
Right. But the value of those cards fluctuated,
mm-hmm.
and they tended to go down.
Right, yeah.
And it was only worth it if you sold it. And so people will say, well, my account was at this level right here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was only worth that at that point if you sold it at that
right.
point. And so we have people now that they have their nest egg was at this high water mark, and now it's down here. And there's a fallacy, a sunken cost fallacy.
Right.
Right. Like, oh, I've been this so long, and it was up here, and now mm-hmm. it's down here. We've got to wait till it gets back up there before I can sell.
Right.
Right. I can't lose that much money.
Mm-hmm.
Well, buckle up.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
If you think you can't lose that money, just watch.
Wait and see. Right. Right. Yeah.
It took 5 years, at least 5 years after 2008, for the market to recover
mm-hmm.
from the S&P to recover from.
Right. And what a fun time that was.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so I would say, do you want to wait 5 years? Most people would say, I don't want to wait 5 years.
Yeah, I don't want to wait 5 days. Let's do something now.
Yeah, that's yeah. right. And so what we offer is a consultation, and we can show you a non-loss strategy. Now, some people might say, well, bonds. Aren't bonds a non-loss strategy? Well, bonds have gone down.
Mm-hmm.
Bonds have experienced loss, and they're supposed to be a very low-risk instrument. But we have truly non-loss products that are...
Right.
Absolutely not, will not go down because of the stock market going down, that we can help people with. And so I would just encourage you, if you're listening, to get a second opinion. To get a second opinion, because the other opinions you're going to hear from your broker are going to be just stay put.
Exactly. It's like I mentioned from time to time, too. Who's your broker really working for?
Uh-huh.
Is your broker working to make sure? If things go well for you as the broker's client, well, that's all well and good. But the broker's primary interest is that the broker does well.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. He might say, well, you're in it for the long haul.
Mm-hmm. And losing's natural. Don't worry about it.
Well, are you in it for the long haul if you're 67 years old?
No, you're not in anything for the long haul. You're lucky you get home at the end of the day. I wake up in the morning, Charles, and I check the obituaries, and if I'm not in them, I come to work.
You're not even buying green bananas at that point,
no.
right?
No, I can't trust a green banana to be ripe by the time.
You need it.
I got to dealing with here and now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's just no time for messing around.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
especially right. at this advanced stage in my career.
Well, I encourage our listeners, get a second opinion.
Right, definitely.
And
you do it for your doctor. If your doctor says something, it doesn't sound, well, maybe I want somebody else to take a look at it.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So.
And you might get the same answer, but at least now you have a little more confidence.
There's sometimes where I find people and I say, you need to stay right where you're at
mm-hmm.
and you need to stay put.
Exactly.
Other times I show them there's ways that things can be improved.
Mm-hmm.
And so at the end of the day, my goal is to have be able to look my client in the eye mm-hmm. 5 years, 6 years, 10 years down the road and me and us be happy with each other.
Right.
And be on the same, same plane.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's the benefit of visiting with somebody like yourself at Skank Insurance LLC, because as we've gotten to know each other through our conversations, it's clear to me that you're not just looking out for your own welfare, you're looking out for that of your client. And how do they get in touch with you?
We're at 2801 West Main, Suite A, right there in Independence, right mm-hmm. down from, used to be Newton's True Value. I think it's going to be Waters True Value. Right there in Independence. Phone number there is 620-331-8800. We're also here in Coffeyville at 802 West 8th, right across from the Community Health Clinic. Phone number there is 620 236-6930.
And let's tell folks about the newsletter.
So our listeners can receive a newsletter. It's a weekly newsletter. It has copies of the radio show every Friday. Just by sending a text with their name and their email address to 620-331-8800.
Happy to include you among our subscribers.
That's true.
Yeah. All right, Charles, well, why don't we get together on Friday? Anything else you wanted to touch on before we wrap
no,
up?
No, looking forward to seeing you.
All right, my brother, we will see you then. And if you have any like leftover ribs or brats or anything like that.
There we go.
If you want to swing by with one, I'd be, I wouldn't say no to it.
Okay.
Charles Skank, Skank Insurance, LLC, our Monday morning visit on the Mighty 690 KGGF.